at the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show. I'm visiting with Tim Price. And, Tim, we're on the second day, or just about to start the second day here of the show. I guess the first thing to do is just tell us a little bit about this year's show and what you're featuring this year, you know, anything kind of new, different. We're always looking for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. In 2015, if you're not looking at new and innovative things, you're falling behind, because we're about to enter a stage in agriculture in this country that's really been different from the last 4 to 5 years. What we try to do in our trade show is really pull together a set of exhibits that has new products and services, that has new equipment ideas. And I might add, a lot of those come from small individual innovators, sometimes right on the farm. It's an amazing collection here, in addition to the great folks who've been around for years. And we try to bring that together, but then we try to say, what are farmers really facing, and what are farmers talking about? And if you listen closely, you'll see a lot of anxiety after some years of prosperity. And so what we're talking about is technology, innovation, efficiency, and it comes in different forms. What's amazing is, let's talk about efficiency, for example, irrigation efficiency. We here in the Mid-South are blessed in most parts with abundant, some of the best water in the world. It's one of our biggest assets. But what farmers are doing is finding we can apply half the water, do it at half the cost, and increase our yields. So it's that kind of mindset that works its way into it. We see global positioning now in the form of drones. We see a lot of new products, from the seeds to the financial records, accounting, you name it. From A to Z on the farm, somehow managed to get into these 400 exhibits that we have here. But I think there's a tone that's different, and that is, in terms of technology that increases efficiency and saves dollars, people are not coming here with a mindset that I'll buy if I have money. They're coming here with a mindset of intentionality. We need to invest in the future if we're going to stay in this business. And I think that's healthy for agriculture, even though it's very painful in the moment.
Well, you mentioned drones, so I have to pick up, because I know out on the floor yesterday, at least one exhibit that caught my attention. I mean, they had a display of all kinds and sizes of drones. I don't remember seeing that last year, to tell you the truth. And, you know, the biggest growing area of what we cover is in this area we call precision, and hence we have a precision website dedicated just to precision ag. So looking at the fact that we had the first day, how'd the first day go?
Went very well. Let me tell you, if you can get through the slipping and sliding that came with this year's show to get a full, absolutely full and overflowing show, and to do that safely, I mean, we count ourselves pretty blessed before the show ever begins, and we've seen great crowds yesterday. I think today will be great crowds. Look, there's no one farming in the Mid-South. I mean, we've had some really tough weather, so forth. But, you know, people always anticipate spring at the show, and there's always optimism amongst and amidst the whole thing of this is reality, is that we're facing some challenges in U.S. agriculture. But I think underneath that, you see a lot of optimism. In regards to drones, we did have them here. We've had them actually for a couple of years, and we've really invested into that technology. It has so many applications, and a majority of the uses for drones commercially will be in agriculture. And what we're already seeing them is that adaptation. Our challenge is to see where government comes out with their rightful concern for safety and a rightful concern for safety in terms of, you name it, incidents as well as international concerns, where we go with this. But I will tell you, it is an opportunity missed if this country does not move forward with the capabilities that drones provide, from a safety standpoint, from an efficiency standpoint. So what we're seeing are people really taking them. They're fortunately operating in rural areas. There are some great people involved who are offering farmer services, and I really can't imagine 10 years from now commercial operation not having 5 years from now it integrated as part as GPS and GIS that, you know, 20 years ago we may not have thought was going to be on every farm. Look at the telephone that you're probably holding your hand as you listen to this, and think of that technology. You can't leave home without it. So we will continue to see that kind of technology integrated into agriculture. But there are other revolutions. And in addition to technology, which has always been a transforming element in U.S. agriculture, we've always had technology. We've always had globalization. And those two are intertwined together. The other revolution that's happening is that with lower commodity prices and with the high land prices we've seen, is what is going to take place in this adjustment between cash rents in this part of the world, share rents, the cost of land? I mean, we're facing, again, a financial issue and a farm management issue that we may not hear much about, but I'll bet you it's being talked about. So I think what we're going to see is really an acceleration of certain trends in agriculture that may be troubling to some people. What I encourage them to do is ask the question, who is your customer and who is your competition? And I think if you face that, you'll begin to understand changes that a lot of farmers may be uncomfortable with in terms of size of farms, in terms of concentration of farm ownership. But at the end of the day, who is your customer? Who is your competition? What we try to do at this show is say, listen, this is a free exhibit. We've been doing this for 63 years, bring together 400 companies from around the world, 40-plus states, 15 countries, bring together great educational seminars, raise the issues that are bottom-line issues, try to say, come hear about this, and you've got 400 companies that propose solutions, go and visit with them. Not to find a solution as much as to engage your mindset in terms of what you're going to have to deal with. It is a world of change about to happen, but we've seen this over and over in agriculture, and we'll be back here talking 5-10 years from now about what a great industry agriculture is, a premier industry globally. Let's just keep it that way, and we try to help with that here at this show.
Well, they say knowledge is power, and if you don't go out and get some, then you're not going to have that. So, you know, I fully agree with those comments and why it's important to keep up to date in these shows and the educational seminars and just things you learn from your peers that you may not see are invaluable. I just can't help but mention this one thing that makes this show a little unique to me, and that's the afternoon puppy giveaway. You know, that is, I'm here to tell you, you draw a crowd in there that are just looking and hoping that they might win that cute little puppy.
Well, you know, we're still, for the most part, a family business. Yeah. And we're still here with 63 years, great-grandparents, bringing the grandkid here as much to experience this American agriculture event as to come and look at what do I do to help my business by this one-stop shopping event we have. And it is an amazing thing. And what you see, and we're very careful about those puppies that we bring here, their highest quality. We're very careful when we talk to the person to make sure they find a great home. Yesterday, it was a grandfather wanted a little puppy for his grandson. He's the one that won it. But we try to do a few things here and there that touch the heart, touch the family, touch the farm. You don't see many farms without a dog and or a pet. And so I think that's part of it. And, you know, you try to have the human family element in an event that some years faces prosperity, but many years faces always challenges, but some pretty doggone difficult challenges, and that tug at the way you want things to be and the way that things are. One thing that I want to encourage American farmers to think about and look at is we get so tied up with commodity prices. And man, that's the headline. But look, let's always work at reducing costs. Let's always work at efficiencies. Let's always work at expanding our trade. Let's always look at safeguarding and advocating the American farmers' exports. And in addition to that, what I hope for with this technology that we see roll out, we need some of those big breakthroughs that we saw back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, where we had a whole new family of chemicals, whole new way of farming, and think of the resurgence that brought, not in changing commodity prices, but in reducing cost. So I think a person has to look at, where are my markets? How do I get there? How do I maintain a quality share? While I deal with prices, how do I improve my marketing, take the best of the best? But let's always look at our efficiencies, our productivity, and with the mindset that it's not only economical, but it's environmental and sustainability minded. So I think those are the things that we try to just pull together, have people come and experience a moment of learning. Farming is a lifetime of learning. Any occupation really is. And we try to say, hey, this is our great seminar. Every year we bring to the Mid-South. Come have fun, learn, but remember how blessed we are to have this industry.
Well, I've talked with several exhibitors, and they, they brought some products to display here because, as they put it, this is our last chance to really put this on display for a large segment of our customer base in this region that are going to come here in one place, until at least the fall. So, it does mean a lot, and I think that's why it's drawing people I've met from Missouri Boot Heel to, down to North Florida, Now, before we close here, just thought I might open that it up here to say, is there anything else about, especially this year's show, we didn't touch on, anything that you might want people to know?
What I'm amazed, and what I think we sometimes fail to forget with my farmer hat on, is the ag business sector, the research and development that's going on all the time. Of course, it's bottom line oriented, but in that process, there are products and services that are provided that go on regardless, up and down. We get out, we plant a crop every year. And behind those scenes, we have an amazing set, not just nationally, but internationally, that come and want to say, we're investing in this industry. Sometimes I think the ag business sector actually leads where the industry is going, because you can come see products and say, for example, this year in the cotton industry, we're way down on acreage here, and it's understandable. But we have a seasoned group of farmers that have been through the last 10 years of ups and downs, acreage adjustments. There's no stability in the old farm program as we knew it 10 years ago. So these guys are learning to deal in a real market where the change in farm programs has drastically changed. And in the middle of that, what I think you see are companies that continue to invest in this premier industry. And I think with that, there's some amazing products that have. That's the ag business side. What I also think you have are farmers who have a mindset that are continually looking for ways. We have displays at this show which have international impact that farmers developed over this last year. Had the smarts to go, get those things patented, and they're showing up here. And guess what? Some of those products are helping sell what major companies produce. So I think you see an awareness in this industry. It's change every year. It's challenge every year. But there are opportunities. And we have a whole community of people, from the farmer to the processor, that are engaged in saying, we cannot do business in the future the way we've done it in the past, but I think we can do business. So let's do business.
Well, I'm hoping they're taking some orders out there. We joked about it in one booth. I said, have you guys sold out yet? They said, no, but we're working on it. So, well, thank you so much, Tim Price, here at the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show, being held in Memphis, Tennessee. And it's actually going to be a gorgeous little cool day for a Florida boy, but still, it's going to be a beautiful day to come out to the event here this year and see what's new in agribusiness. Here from Memphis, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.